Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Taylor Stiles.
Taylor, it's good to talk with you today. Taylor was the guest speaker for the Mitchell High School Academic Scholars Special Awards Program that occurred last night. Taylor, tell us a little bit about who you actually spoke to.
About 99 high school students who have strived in academic excellence. They have a 4.0 for about three-fourths of the term if you're a freshman, or throughout the whole year they have about a 4.0 grade average. And these are individual students who have gone beyond and above to strive in academic excellence.
Tell me a little bit about you and how you wound up being the person to talk to them.
I graduated Mitchell High School myself about 6 years ago, and I received the academic letter myself all 4 years, so I maintain a 4.0, and I eventually left and went to Berea College in Kentucky to get a bachelor's in art and education and come back, and just happened to come back at the right time, and Grant, who I work closely with, Grant Sparks, who's the counselor at Mitchell High School, who is now kind of organizing and running the program, invited me to come and speak. And some of the requirements to speak, he really likes for somebody to speak that's from Mitchell County, that's part of the community, because that's a much more personal connection with the kid.
What are you going to tell him?
I'm really going to just briefly hint on some things that can be roadblocks in your life. For me, it's been learning disabilities, my financial background, how you can overcome such roadblocks in your life. And I broke it down into key points: having support, having friends, not being afraid to ask for help, not always focusing on the negative, but rather focusing on the small positive things. Like, yes, today I got out of bed, and that's hard for me to do, so that's a successful point. Count your small things in life. Never stop moving. Always keep going and striving, setting goals, because sometimes it's hard to just let things get away from you. And sometimes it's also important to remember that don't let others define you. Keep in mind that there's always labels. There's going to be somebody that's always
going to label you,
or set in their mind an idea of what you can do. But that's not what's important. What's important is what you think you can do and go for it. That's been a journey in that self that I've had to learn. And it's not always about the cards in life that you're given, but more about how you play the cards that you've been given. Sometimes people aren't given a bouquet of roses. They're given weeds. But how do you handle that?
Taylor, what do you do now?
I work for Wild Acres, which is located on the Parkway. It's a facility that's nonprofit. It offers its facilities to groups, various groups, religious, academic, artistic, you name it. They offer their space so that people can come together and have workshops and spend time together and enjoy themselves. And I was working with Yancey County Head Start and found that that was completely different from my degree, so I wanted to pursue something else.
I think one of the things that's so exciting about your story is you haven't had the perfectly paved road. You've managed to really work your way through a lot of different things to get to this very important point.
Mm-hmm. Some of the things that will come up in my speech, which is really kind of who I am, I've accepted that part, is being an individual who struggles with learning disabilities. At some point in my life, I was diagnosed with dyslexia from a very early age. I left high school with what seemed like a fifth grade reading level and went into college with that. And later on in college, I discovered that I had ADHD. So that's something else that I'm learning how to work with. So that in itself has been kind of like wrestling a beast.
Well, I feel sure you were an inspiration to all of the kids. You seem to be a very outstanding young lady. We appreciate you taking time to tell us a little bit about you and about the Academic Scholars.
I appreciate it.
Our guest today was Taylor Stiles. She was the speaker at last night's Mitchell High School Academic Scholars Program. Taylor, thanks for visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.